Zechariah chapter 2. I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked, "What are you going? What are you doing, and where are you going?" He said to me, "To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its breadth and length." The angel who talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him and said to him, "Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem will be inhabited as villages without walls because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says Yahweh, will be to her a wall of fire around it, and I will be the glory in the midst of her." So the idea is that the angels were all prepared for Jerusalem to be rebuilt. They just needed builders. They needed the Jews to come back from captivity and to actually do the work. But the angels had set it all up for them, measured the length and the breadth, etc. And you notice that Zechariah is called this young man. God has a special interest, I think, in young folks. He's interested in all of us, in old folks as well. But he often uses young people to actually do his work on the ground. Maybe the older ones, we support you, but it's the younger ones whom God uses. They got the energy and the strength. So use your energy and strength for the things of God. Let him use you. "Come, come, flee from the land of the north," says Yahweh, "for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the sky. Come, Zion, escape, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon." Well, the daughter of Babylon, the, as it were, the descendant of Babylon, was Persia. There they were in Persia, and God is saying, "Come on, get out of there, flee." And Cyrus had said, "Go back, I'll give you whatever you need, materials, etc., for rebuilding your temple, go." But they didn't. Most of them liked the soft life. And that's the sad ending, to my mind, of the book of Esther, that the Jews in Persia are popular, they're wealthy, they're in high places, and they had a soft life, they had a good life. And yet they're told, flee. There's a sense of urgency. Because I think if they remained, they would be caught up and assimilated, and spiritually they would lose the plot, and that's what happened. Now, when we hear the gospel, we also are being called to the things of God's kingdom, to work for the kingdom, to restore the kingdom, and to come out from Babylon. Get this so often, this idea is quoted many times throughout the Bible, come, leave Babylon, flee, get out of there. "For thus says Yahweh, for honor he has sent me to the nations which plundered you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye." The apple of your eye, your eyeball, is the most sensitive spot on your body. And anything that is done to God's people is like touching God's eyeball. What an idea. We should learn from that to be very careful how we act to God's people, because he's very sensitive to them. We should be sensitive to how we talk about them, how we think about them. And certainly we should never be mean to anyone who is one of God's people. "For behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they will be a spoil to those who serve them, and you will know that Yahweh has sent me. Sing and rejoice, daughter of Zion, for behold, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of you, says Yahweh. Many nations will join themselves to Yahweh in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of you, and you shall know that Yahweh has sent me to you. Yahweh will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before Yahweh, for he has roused himself from his habitation." The idea was that the Jews would return from exile, and in fact some of the prophets talk of how the 10 tribes who were in captivity in Assyria would also return, and they would bring with them the Gentiles who would also want to turn to the God of Israel. That was God's intention, but sadly that didn't happen. And the few who did return, as we learn from Ezra and Nehemiah, they intermarried with the Gentiles, and instead of bringing the Gentiles to the God of Israel, they were led away to the ways of the Gentiles. So sad that so much potential didn't work out. And it's the same tragedy today, but we must be the ones who say yes to God and who go his way and live up to the potential that he's made for us.